politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have with you yours truly on this hot day in the state of Minnesota. It is Friday, July 20th, 2012. Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Obviously, everybody's heard as to what's taking place in Colorado, Aurora, at 12:30 last night. And these people that have been shot and killed, I think the victim rate or wounded rate is up to like 72 people right now. And they had just found Mr. Holmes, interestingly enough, dressed up just like somebody in the Batman movie with a gas mask on, a bulletproof vest, loin protector, groin protector, whatever you want to call it. Arm protector, leg protectors, walks in, shoots up a movie theater. Now they're finding out, friends, that Mr. Holmes had his hair painted red. Brushed up like guess who? None other than the Joker. With a goatee painted red. And he believed that his arch enemy was none other than Batman. Now, folks, I say that to say this. Hollywood is now under attack, and rightly so. And Warner Brothers is under attack, and right now they're shutting their mouth. That's probably the best thing that they can do. I don't know how many times I need to tell people that love warns. Prevention is better than cure. On June 25th of this last month, we had posted Hollywood Report on WND, WorldNet Daily. And it was a warning to the people to bring your kids and subject your kids to movies like this only teaches them how to commit the crimes. Now, after the fact, everybody's going to want to see the video that I posted on June 25th. And by the way, friends, this happens all the time in this ministry. It's a prophetic ministry. you'd like to see that, you can go to Facebook on Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Jake's going to post it for you right now on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to the Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty on the Facebook. And you can check out the video that I posted on the 25th of last month. Yesterday, I'd actually post gun control on WorldNet Daily. We're on the front page again. And folks, we're trying to tell you something, but you have to open up your ears to listen. Jesus constantly said, to he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. God said no for a reason. And now what we have is we have these kids randomly going in to movie theaters, into high schools. And friends, I cannot tell you how many high schools I have done where I was not sure if I was going to get shot that day. Case in point, we did a high school assembly in Minnesota. 1,300 kids. Half the kids were on the floor. The other half were up on the bleachers. I asked some of the students after the high school assembly program, what were you guys sitting on the floor for? Because there were school shooting threats that day in that school. Bomb threats. We did a school up in towards Bemidji, Minnesota as well, where Jeff Weiss walked in and shot 9 people, including his grandparents. We did the high school assembly. He was on antidepressants. And I'm not even going to blame the drugs here. Who is raising up these kids that they would turn on their own and kill them? Where's the love? Well, I can tell you where the love is. It's gone because there was no law to tell the kid not to commit the crime in the first place. Now we look at what's going on in Aurora, Colorado. Now everybody wants to play the blame game. They're looking for the accomplice to Mr. Holmes. Well, the accomplice is train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Who trained up these kids? And folks, if you think that you've seen anything yet, you better wake up and smell the coffee. You have not seen anything yet. This is going to become the norm. God said to those that forget him, he will turn that nation into hell. And people across this country are trying to figure out what's going on. You have got to be out of your mind if you don't know what's going on. If I had four roads meet at one corner, or one intersection, I'm sorry, and cars kept smashing into one another, would it not be wise for me to put up stop signs on those, on that intersection at each particular corner to stop the destruction? Not in America. They just leave the stop signs out. They say, no, let's keep doing the way we do it. We don't need God. We don't need God. Let's do it our way. Let's do it our way. And then we have a Mr. Holmes who walks in point blank range, shoots a little 6-year-old girl, shoots a little baby, shoots mothers, and shoots fathers. And we can always turn to faithful, professed conservative radio or the professed church in America, and they'll talk about the fallout.
Yeah, they'll be praying.
Yeah, they'll be praying, and the conservatives will be arguing back and forth, and then we wonder what the problem is in our country. Folks, what I'm trying to say to you is the Word of God has the answer, and so does the Constitution, to prevent this garbage from happening. Now, when I come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to point out as to what's going on. I'm going to bring you over to Brian Ross on ABC Report. After the Aurora shooting, guess who they blame, folks? They suggest the Tea Partiers, the law abiders. I'm going to expound on that fact when we get back. We're also going to talk about the Supreme Court. They said it wasn't permissible to teach kids, thou shalt not kill. You got Bradley and Jake and the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm fired up, folks.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747. Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. What I'm going to do real quick, folks, is pray Brian Ross on an ABC report link. He's trying to make the link between this Mr. Holmes, the shooter in Aurora, Colorado yesterday, to the Tea Partier. These are, folks, just keep in mind now, these are adults, okay? And then you wonder what's wrong with our posterity. These are the people in the media. Every one of them should be fired. The media outsources and resources should be gleaned, and we should put people that know how to tell the truth and have a sound mind into position to give the news to the American people the way that it should be given. Listen to this guy. Go ahead and play that, Kerry.
I want to go to Brian Ross here, because, Brian, you've been looking at investigating the background of Jim Holmes here. You found something that might be significant.
There is a Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado page on the Colorado Tea Party site as well, talking about him joining the Tea Party last year. Now, we don't know if this is the same Jim Holmes, but it's Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado.
Okay. This is Obama's, okay? This is Obama's campaigners at work trying to push his social agendas for him. This is him in the morning. That what you just heard was in the morning. This is him shortly thereafter correcting himself, because media outlets across the country, such as ours, started saying ABC needs to be sued for what they just reported. Go for it.
He apparently alerted police, according to Pierre, warned police right. that his apartment was moving.
Right. He told them that. Now, we don't know much about him. An earlier report that I had was incorrect, that he was connected with the Tea Party. In fact, that's a different Jim Holmes. He is not connected to the Tea Party. And what we do know about him is that he's a 24-year-old white male who went to Colorado for a PhD.
Okay, gotcha. Did you hear how quick he corrected himself, folks? Because people immediately were outraged at ABC News. Folks, so there's another outlet you can't trust. Now, folks, I want you to keep in mind, people like Brian Ross and socialists that have floated in your government for years, these are the same people that want to rehabilitate the criminal and take away the guns from them that didn't even commit the crimes. These people care more about rehabilitation than they do justice. And the only time that the victims are talked about from these socialist-minded individuals is about when it is talked about when it comes to their disarmament agenda. That's the only time they ever talk about the victims. What's interesting is right after this took place, the first thing that went through my mind is, where's justice? Where's justice? I listened to a man today whose little six-year-old daughter was shot last night at 12:30 by this insane criminal. And the reporter asked the father of the slain child, so what do you think of Mr. Holmes? He's still alive, you know. This is what she said. He said, not for long, I hope. Hopefully someone's going to show some courtesy. He's completely broken, by the way. Hopefully someone's going to show some courtesy and give us justice. Justice. This father was hoping someone was going to take him out before he got to the supposed justice system in America. Because once he's implemented into the system or brought into the system, you know what's going to happen to him? He's going to be rehabilitated. He's going to be comforted.
Drugged up.
Yep, drugged up for the most part. Totally forgotten about. And you know what the American people are going to forget about? The crime. And you know what it's going to encourage the next guy to do? Go out and commit the crime too. Because there was no justice done. Now, the reason I say that is because I wanted to bring up the Arizona shooter. Remember Gaffey, what's her name? Gaffey Gifford? Mrs. Gifford? Abby Gifford?
Gabrielle.
Oh, Gabrielle, sorry. Whatever her name is. Jared Loeffner, do you remember this guy? The shooter in Tucson, Arizona. I got Heather in here really quick. She wants to share some of the information. But I thought it was interesting for the American people to know right off the bat. Whatever happened to Jared? Because we never heard about Jared after they quit talking about gun control. Where's he at now? Last time I seen Jared, he had his defense attorney with her hand on his back, comforting him and rubbing his back in court. After the next day, after he just got done shooting innocent victims. By the way, there was a little girl involved in that one as well.
Yep.
Where's he at today, Heather?
Well, a year and a half later, because this happened in January of 2011, what happened is his prison medical authorities, they forced him to take antipsychotic drugs.
Sure.
And they said that the purpose of the treatment was the need to control the anger he posed to himself and others in prison, rather than rendering him fit for trial and doing the speedy trial that's supposed to happen.
Yep.
So now on May 24th, this is 2012.
So they couldn't prove that he was a Tea Partier. So the next extreme is he's completely insane.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's completely insane. Here comes the state. Pours gas on the fire, puts him on some dangerous psychotropic drugs.
Mm-hmm.
They talk nothing about justice for Mr. Jared Loeffner.
Yeah.
The American, it's never been brought to resolve. We just forget about the criminal. Isn't it amazing how the media magnifies the crime rather than justice?
Mm-hmm. Every time.
You know what we should do with this individual? Everybody knows it was him. All these people in the theater seen him. We need to hang him and execute him publicly. Tomorrow, everybody's seen it.
That's what when you were on Steve Dace's show on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's what he was talking about, the Joe Paterno statue at the Penn State, knowing that these people abuse children on the campus. And he said, and what people are doing today is, oh, but he was such a good coach. And they look at how
that's
he was
right.
A good coach. And he said, back 50 years ago, that guy would have never even made it to trial.
That's right.
Because the people were so the opposite way about right. justice. And now everyone's totally swung to the other side of the pendulum where they just fall all over themselves to show compassion on the criminal and the person who's destroying
right.
people's lives.
Well, in this situation with Jerry Sandusky, he's probably not going to make it too far because they still do have prison justice among the criminals.
Yeah.
They know that there's lines, and Jerry Sandusky crossed them.
Yes, he did.
And they know it. Jared Loeffner.
Okay, so on May 24th, 2012, a federal judge ordered a competency hearing for June 27th, but it's been delayed until August 7th to determine if Loeffner is mentally fit to stand trial.
Interesting.
And so
huh?
he's going to continue to stay.
But wait a second. He was mentally fit to go get a gun.
Yeah.
and to shoot these innocent people.
Yep.
But now he's not to be held accountable for his crimes against people. See what happens, folks, when you leave off the death sentence? Look what happens. Mm-hmm. Crime breeds itself. You embolden criminals. Mm-hmm. This kid is not afraid, this one in Colorado. Mr. Holmes, he's not afraid of justice. He knows justice is going to be left undone, and so does the next kid, and the next kid, and the next kid. You don't know why? Because nobody ever took the time to love him enough to tell him no. And then he's going to stand before God on Judgment Day, like it or not. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. They're not afraid of it. They're not afraid of consequence, because the justice system in America doesn't give it anymore. It doesn't bring forth justice. That's why you don't have peace in America. This kid goes and watches Batman, and it's completely violent in every sense of the word, over-the-top violent. Mr. Cowman said on the radio this morning, we were on his radio program for 30 seconds, 3 minutes, whatever the case was. The heck are we allowing these movies to be brought forth in front of the kids for anyways? Who's teaching these kids?
Yep.
Why would they commit these crimes? Why did Dylan and Eric Harris, Columbine High School, go into that public school? Well, we got the government and the socialists that the American people have allowed to rule the roost that are at war with God, and then you wonder what the problem is. That's what's going on. Folks, the people that are you that you are allowing to rule the roost are at war with God. They completely pull down the walls of justice, the signs of the law, in every sense of the word. It's a joke. Then we wonder why we don't have any righteousness in our country. We wonder why our kids act like a bunch of monkeys. Well, what are they taught in public schools 24/7 when they're there? My gosh, folks.
Well, yeah, now he's Loughner, back to Loughner, he's staying at a federal prison hospital until the hearing.
Oh.
So that's he just gets to get set up. And
he's sitting in a hotel right now. He's getting drugged up on somebody else's dime. The guy murdered people. I think about the police officers who have to run into this movie theater and risk their lives, capture and apprehend a criminal, probably beat the snot out of him, which they should, get him before a judge, and just like Congress, they slap him on the wrist, only to go back out there. How much do judges risk their lives for our safety and our justice?
Well, sooner or later it's going to go there, and you're seeing that
that's
on the rise.
They're
going
to go right back to the judge, and that's what they don't realize. But right now it's an assault on America with nobody keeping the gates, and the ones that do, these police officers, put these criminals, apprehend them, get them before the judicial system. The judicial system spits them back out, so the cop has to risk his life again, and society has to be at risk again.
But Jake, it's a moneymaker, dude. That's what this is about.
It is.
It's about money.
Because what happens when that criminal sits in that system? Money, 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 money. And folks, and it's your money.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Nobody else's.
They commit the crime against the people at large.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking about James Holmes, who entered the theater through an emergency exit door and threw a gas canister before opening fire, killing 12, injuring, I think it's up to 72 individuals. The suspect had a bulletproof vest on, a ballistic helmet, and a military SWAT clothing, authorities said. Heather just told me that. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, there was reports from someone from that was a NYPD police officer for 21 years said he may have been trying to resemble the scene in Christopher Nolan's 2008 Batman film where the Joker's wearing a red wig while blowing up a hospital.
Yeah, because he went in there with red hair.
Right.
Yeah, he painted his hair red. Wow, the power of influence, huh? Under the influence.
Slightly.
Yeah. Interesting. So he's dressed up like a SWAT team member. Huh.
Influence a lot by Congress, if I might add.
I was just going to say that. I wonder how that's going to backfire a little bit because that's not going to work for the anti-gunners, right?
I mean, think about it. What if we made a movie where a man comes in with red hair and he goes into the legislative chambers and starts mowing down all the legislators? And they have all their names on their desk and everything. Do you think Congress would let that fly?
No way.
No, but when it comes to just average people, peasants.
Great point. It's just like Obamacare. I mean,
that's right. Yeah.
You know, those in Congress that didn't want it, they could just opt out, but they forced it down your throat, America.
Wait a minute. You get penalized if you opt out. Okay, yeah. So the standard here is there's a difference. There's a separation between government and its people. No, there is not.
Yeah. You know, isn't it interesting? The people that call you anti-government are the very ones that are violating the Constitution.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are breaking the laws.
Yep.
Let me go on here. Jake, it was like I'll just kind of sidekick that one right now. I'm so taken back because of the ignorance in this country and what's going on here. Everything is right in front of our face.
It is. It doesn't get any more plainer. You don't even have to philosophize.
No. Do you know what some of the kids said, some of the eyewitnesses said, when they seen this James Holmes shoot away? They said they thought it was a part of the movie.
Scene. Yeah. They thought it was special effects from the movie.
It reminds me of September 11th. People that seen the two towers fall, they said it was like a movie, like they were watching a movie. Yeah, you're being desensitized to believe this garbage. Folks, just think about this. The people that we're talking about here, take the guns from the law-abiding citizens.
Yep.
And rehabilitate the criminals.
Yep.
Forget about the victims. We want your guns.
Yep.
Wow, that sounds a little contrived almost, doesn't it?
You know, you look at, okay, so the church, the first thing the churches do is we're going to pray and cry. Then the liberals are going to go for your guns.
Yep.
The judges are going to say, oh, another one we can throw into the system and
let me make money off of. And let me give you the conservatives' remark.
Yep, talking heads.
Guess what they're going to do? They're going to talk.
They're going to rant.
Yep.
Can you believe it?
That's it.
I can't believe what's going on here.
Now, just keep in mind, folks, these are the people and the same people that have exchanged love for hate. These are also the same people that blame the right-wingers, as they call them, for magnifying the laws that they themselves should uphold. And instead of taking responsibility and enforcing the laws against crime, this is what you get.
Yep.
You're going to hear it all over. You're going to see it all over the front page of the paper tomorrow. And guess what they're going for, friends?
Yep.
The guns.
Yep.
To protect yourself. Just think, guys, if someone would have been in that movie theater that had a gun, only one round would have been shut off. And guess what it would have done? It would have taken down the predator, yes, the murderer,
Saved lives. So here you have right now a Fast and Furious
thing.
Yes,
good point. Last week, two robbers were shot by a 71-year-old man with his concealed carry permit. No one died.
Yep.
Amen. Oh, thank you.
We just covered that.
By the way, Valdemar, he knew that too.
Mr. Lennon?
Yes, he knew that too. Remember he said one of my soldiers with one gun can control 100 people. So that's kind of how that works, yeah.
That's the key, without one.
That's right.
You can't control anybody.
They just don't want you to know that, though. They don't want you. Go ahead, make your point.
I was just going to say, too, just today, we homeschool our kids. We're teaching about history. We're walking out of the city hall because we're setting up a town hall here in our community so we can vet our candidates. And we were distinguishing the difference in governments. This 94-year-old man comes out, and we had just talked about World War II, Iwo Jima, and Pearl Harbor, and Hiroshima, and things like that. And he's thinking back. He can remember the day when that happened. And I'm thinking about how pure culture was back then, how pure we were morally speaking. Nowadays, we have to think back and think, yeah, I remember where I was when I heard about the Columbine school shooting. Yeah, I remember where I was when I heard about the Batman shooting. That's the events of the day. Because our purity has been depleted from society, and it's something that we've accepted gradually. But now when you look at NBC or ABC, who goes out and does an investigative report, their investigative report basically amounts to going on Google and going on Facebook, they're finding tons of people by the same name, but one of them is related to the Tea Party. So they mention this Tea Party guy.
We think he might be connected to the Tea Party.
But look at the blowback he got, and that's where I get
instantly.
Home.
Instantly.
Exactly. But this administration and the Department of Justice
injustice.
Does the same thing, goes down and marches, example, Trayvon, or walks out of the chambers when somebody's actually be held accountable for the crimes against the American people,
that's right.
Namely Eric Holder.
That's right.
And now guess what
but
they're going
the victims,
to do?
Jake. They're trying to resurrect something from the 50s,
yes.
And the 40s and the 30s and the 20s. That's exactly right.
And they depend on stuff like this. Rather than sorrow for the victims, like you're talking about, get rid of the guns. Hopefully everybody forgets about the Eric Holder debacle. That's what they do. They
That's
take
right.
this kind of press to cover themselves even more.
Yeah.
If it's not enough, they take the blood of Arlington, this administration, look at it across the Potomac probably every day of his life. It can see it. And then he goes out onto the camera, onto the stage, and does exactly the opposite, using that blood to increase crimes on the American people.
Well, let me put it this way. What's the difference between James or Mr. Holmes here and Eric Holder in Mexico?
No difference. Well, but there is a difference.
The only difference is Eric Holder didn't pull the trigger.
That's right.
He was an accomplice by supplying the weapons.
I mean, that's the difference of okay.
But it happened over there. It doesn't matter. It wasn't us.
And well,
you know,
he's
it was just one
too,
Brian
right?
Terry and another agent. But don't worry about that. Yep. Don't hold people responsible,
right.
folks.
And he's black too. Don't forget that. They always want to put that. Well, he's black. He's a victim now. Baloney. The difference between the two would be the difference between a police officer walking into a crowded room and shooting everybody, and an average citizen. Which one's worse? The police officer. Yeah. Why? Because he's supposed to be protecting everybody, but he uses that gun, which is what this administration does every time, because it's not about law. It's about the force that law represents. It's about the force. Once they grab the force, there's no, they don't care about law. Now it's all force and force upon you. And yes, he is more guilty.
Now watch. Now let's watch the diversion. What they're going to start to do, someone's going to start paying. They're going to start giving their spin. Mm-hmm. And they're going to take all eyes off of what you just said, Eric Holder, number one. Number two, they're going to take all eyes off of Hollywood because they support Mr. Obama and his administration. And what they are going to attack is the weapon.
Exactly.
As if the act is apart from the actor. And it's like blaming the weapon for doing the murdering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to make a point, though, Jake.
There's a celebrity. I'll read this one line, and then I promise I'm done. This is some, I'm not even going to say his name, but this is what he tweeted this morning, okay? Speaking of Hollywood.
Yeah.
My heart goes to all the victims' families in Colorado. I mean, do you think about that when you're making a violent movie? I mean, does your heart go out to the innocent victims whose minds are raped of innocence while they're watching your violence?
This is from Hollywood.
This is from a Hollywood
member. So Hollywood is educating the kids as to how to commit the crimes.
Right.
Okay.
And he says, no one should have to go through that. And then here's what he comes up with a conclusion. When are we going to get guns removed in this country?
Who is it?
His name is John Laguenzama.
Oh, him, yeah. Isn't that Sid? Is that Sid? I bet it is.
Why?
Is that Sid?
Love me?
I think it may be. Now, in saying that, I bet you $100 just like... Is that Sid? That name that Jake just brought up? I can almost guarantee you that man has a gun or a bodyguard. I guarantee you.
Oh.
I guarantee you. They want the average American to be so dummied down that they can have guns to protect themselves, but they want you to disarm yourselves and be subject to a government that is a totalitarian, tyrannical system. I mean, look at the UN. They call them peacekeepers. How do they keep the peace? Tanks, mortars, guns. They have the gun in the front of the UN in New York all snubbed up, right, tied in a knot.
Yep.
Well, you go in the front door, guess what they have there? Armed guards protecting the people that are in the building. Well, why is it that you can have them, but us peasants can't? That's the real question.
Yeah, it seems like there's a distinction. Yeah. Is there a distinction? All men are created either a peasant or a member of the government?
Right. So, again, let's go back to this. Hollywood teaches the young people how to commit the crimes, okay? And then when the crimes are committed, because government didn't do anything to enforce thou shalt not kill, then when the crime is committed, the government that's trying to implement a socialist agenda through gun treaties with the United Nations, which they themselves created, then they want the guns.
This week that's happening New York.
That's right.
Well, our theaters are getting shot up.
Yep.
We need to control the guns.
Yes.
How are you going to control?
Yes. By the way, that is Sid, that's folks. That is Sid. Sid is saying that we need to get rid of guns. Sid, you are an absolute googly, freaky-looking fella.
Hey,
and
no
you
wonder,
are an absolute imbecile.
No wonder he's related to the Attorney General.
Is he?
No. I'm saying Sid the Sloth because of the looks.
The games they play. You guys remember Eric Harris from Columbine? The player takes the role of an anonymous space marine.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store Food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
The games they play. You guys remember Eric Harris from Columbine? The player takes the role of an anonymous space marine who has proven too tough for the forces of hell to contain. He fights a bloody battle with demons on Earth. Demons, always satanic stuff, friends, on Earth after a previous battle with them in hell. The game concludes with a battle in which the players must fire rockets into the exposed brain of the largest demon ever, dodging constant attacks from lesser demons, which spawn indefinitely. That's what Eric Harris is playing. And he lived it out when he shot up on all those students at Columbine High School. What about Grand Theft Auto? This is a favorite of the young people. The Grand Theft Auto games include constant graphic violence and sexual situations. In past versions, players could reenact having sex with a prostitute, beating her bloody, taking her money, and running her over with the car, shooting at police officers, and by using a code easily accessible on many internet sites, having a realistic sexual encounter on screen, complete with audio commentary. Wow.
Think about all this stuff stimulating the imagination.
Oh, totally.
And you go to the Word when it says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually."
Yeah. JFK Reloaded. You get to shoot the president's head off. You play Lee Harvey Oswald, and you can win $10,000. Manhunt. Players survive the scene's levels by dispatching enemy gang members known as hunters. By the way, that's a common name amongst gangbangers. occasionally with firearms, but primarily stealthily, it says, executing them in gruesome, over-the-top ways. The player uses a wide variety of weapons, ranging from plastic bags, baseball bats, crowbars, and all sorts of bladed items to firearms later on in the game. If the player is running out of health, painkillers can be found which replenish health. Folks, this is criminal. I mean, again, listen to the mind of those that are creating these games. Oh, it gets better than that. Just hang in there with me a minute, friends. The Supreme Court recently struck down a California law that would have banned selling violent video games to children, stating that games are protected under free speech. Did you hear what I said? I just named off what takes place during some of these games. The Supreme Court of hell said that it violates free speech. I didn't know that freedom is found in breaking the law.
So maybe when there comes a game of how to shoot a Supreme Court justice, would that be protected under free speech?
No.
I mean, and then you got all their names.
No.
Show their addresses on the game.
Oh, the government would be up in arms about
that. That's right. That extension of the people is
protected. Jake, we're anti-government right now.
Okay.
We're wanting justice for all. And for asking to be ruled by the same law for all of us.
Like the Constitution, or like the Declaration says.
You're a right-wing extremist, dude. You know what? I don't give a stink what they call me. You use some common sense.
From them, it's
people
actually a good
think.
Thing.
A man in St. Cloud, a judge, opted out to suspend a juvenile delinquent who had a hard upbringing when he accidentally backed up his car and struck a bike. The youth came from a troubled home. The judge, when he stood in front of the judge, said, listen, provided that he learned and lived by the Ten Commandments and reported regularly to his probation officer, and when the youth explained that he didn't know what the Ten Commandments were, the judge then made arrangements for a pastor to teach them about it. Wow.
I'd rather have that as Satan on these video games
teaching
these kids. Dude, that's okay. Satan teaching the kids.
It's freedom of speech,
that's
dude.
Freedom of speech. But then having a pastor teach the kid the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. In 1980, the Supreme Court made the following statement in Stone versus Graham. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to meditate upon, perhaps to venerate, and obey. The commandments, this is not a permissible state objective.
They lost me that last
sentence. No. They said it's against the law to enforce God's law against crime. That's what the Supreme Court said. What's wrong, friends? Hello? Yeah? What's wrong with Mr. Holmes walking into a school? Nothing. They're advocating this all day long. He didn't do anything wrong. This is what he's been taught. Yeah, come on.
That's what he's taught.
Yeah, totally.
It's like,
everything God told them to enforce through his commandments, they do just the exact opposite. What's wrong? Wow, Jake, I don't mean to do this again, but I'm looking at you. It's like, dude, how many times do I need to say this? And is it not love to enforce the law?
Yes.
Love is the fulfilling
of
the law. You look out for one another.
It's an action of love.
Yeah. You know that adultery is still illegal in this country? The laws haven't been enforced since 1944.
Should be.
No, just pay the attorney $100 and you can get a divorce. Wow, isn't that interesting? It's real cheap to break the law. And you know what's so foolish? Is man sears his conscience before God and he thinks, well, the lawyer said so, therefore my brains are in his head,
right,
and I'm going to let him decide for me as to what's right and what's wrong. Well, that ain't going to work. On Judgment Day, honey, let me tell you that right now. It's not going to fly. Your pastor ain't getting you to heaven.
Mm-mm.
The priest ain't getting you to heaven. And I'll tell you what, there's 12 more people dead today that everybody's sorrowing for. And if everybody would do what the Lord had told them to do in the first place. Oh, and by the way, you just look into a little common sense, friends. We wouldn't be sorrowing for 12 people. We would be rejoicing because there was one dead rather than 12. But America has become so backwards as to allow this rhetoric to go on the airwaves, radio, television, whatever the case is,
yep,
And you know what they do? They agree with their adversary.
They protect it.
Totally.
Yes, they protect it. It's like protecting the gunman as he came into the theater and protecting him so nobody took his gun, so it allows him to do what he could do.
Let me say this again. These are the same people that want to rehabilitate the criminal and take away the guns from them that didn't even commit the crimes.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And mark my words, tomorrow on the front page of the paper, it's going to be all anti-gun. And remember who's been, just keep this in mind. Parallel this and adhere the two tails together, friends, because they are adhered. They're tied together. Who has been pushing anti-gun treaties with the UN? This administration.
That's right. This week.
Just watch tomorrow again, folks. They've been doing this for years. By the way, back in the 70s, just look behind your shoulder. In the 70s, this wasn't happening.
No.
Guns weren't under fire, per se. No pun intended. It was normal to have one in the back of your window.
That's right. Because I knew Americans had brains in their head, and they would never tolerate somebody going after their guns.
They used to look out for each other.
That's right. You had a problem person in the community, guess what? Everybody's armed. No more problem person. If so, that problem was taken care of quickly.
All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Folks, the ACLU is attacking all the stop signs. The atheists are attacking the stop signs. The homosexuals are attacking the stop signs. Your Supreme Court are attacking the stop signs that preserve life. This administration, without doubt, is attacking the stop signs to preserve life, to protect life. They are not ruled by law. They are responsible for what happened in Colorado yesterday because this young man lived out everything that they have been teaching him. And, folks, everything that you've been allowing them to teach them, they're your kids, not the states, not the governments. Listen to what Benjamin Rush said, signer of the Declaration of Independence. I lament that we waste so much time and money in punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. Prevention is better than cure. We neglect the only means of establishing and perpetuating our republican forms of government, that is, the universal education of our youth and the principles of Christianity by the means of the Bible. Oh, by the way, hey, church, professed church in America that decry God's law, how's that working out for those 12 dead innocent victims today? Legalism!
Oh, we'll pray for
folks,
them.
Open your eyes and see who's guilty. For what took place yesterday in Aurora, Colorado, besides the obvious one that did the shooting, who's been allowing this baloney to fall to our kids, the church and the government. I'm sorry, the professed church and the government and the corrupting government.
As they refuse
because
justice.
This is not a republic at all, folks. This is what you've been falling for over the last 40 and 50 years. This is the fruit of democracy that destroys itself. And this is how it's done. Here we are.
I might also add, folks, on this gun control thing, it just posted on WND today, Bradley's newest column. You need to watch the video. When somebody cries gun control, think about 56 million people murdered across this world.
Think about 12 people that were killed yesterday that didn't have a gun.
That's right.
Amen. You got Bradley and Jake. Wow. Boy, oh boy, it's Friday. We didn't need to go here again, but we did. We're staying on the topics for you, friends. God bless you. We love you by what we do. Tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. Talk to you then.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.